How's fatherhood treating you?
Well, I've been at the hotel, so I've been avoiding it a little bit.
If you're home tonight.
Yeah, I'll be up at 3, 4, 5 in the morning and be to work at 8.
Uh-huh. What is that? How has it been? You know, I guess you see him sometimes after practice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I go home at night for about 45 minutes, and then I got to come back. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I see him every night, and he comes out to practice, too.
Does that change your approach, I guess, to the season, to the job?
Oh, man, I still look at it the same way I looked at it the very first day I got here. You know, nothing's promised, nothing's guaranteed. I got to go out there and work like everybody else.
Damon, are you paying any attention to what's going on in your old team, some of the stuff that they're saying about changing locker room? Are you paying any attention to that?
No, I talked to Brandon, Sheldon and Muhammad about every other day, and I just don't concern myself with what they got going on.
And sort of switching subjects, at this point, how hard are you guys down at this point in training camp?
Man, these are tough days. These are the dog days of camp. You know, everybody's dinged up, everybody's nicked up, hurt in some way, shape, or form, and you just got to grind through it. You know, I tell everybody these are the days we should get paid for, not during the season. Cause these are the tough days, man. The Sundays and Mondays are easy.
How are the new guys next to you playing?
Well, Dalvin is coming along. This past, I want to say, week and a half, 2 weeks. You know, he's taking coaching very well. He's in the classroom all the time, watching the film, trying to improve, asking questions. And Avery as well. And Josh Banks. So I think we have a good group. It's some good competition.
What about Jay?
Jay Bromley? Well, you see it yourself. Jay's come a long way, man, but that's just a testament to him being in here in the offseason. I come in here to run. Jay's in here already running. He's lifting weights. He's focused. It's night and day from where he was a year ago.
What do you think about that?
You're close to Sheldon and Mo and teammates with Brandon. I mean, obviously, you know the stuff that was in the news a couple of weeks ago. I mean, do you get involved in that at all? Do you speak to that?
I don't concern myself with anything. I mind my own business.
Damon, someone who sees them every day, who works against them every day, can you tell an improvement in this offensive line?
Yeah. I told you, I was here as well with Jay Brown and Eric Flowers. He was working from, I want to say, maybe a week and a half after the season. You know, he was in here grinding it out, man, just trying to improve. And when you see somebody, they're willing to get better. I mean, obviously it has to translate out there on the field, but you know, as long as the want to is there, I think it'll be fine.
With Jay, how do you view his skill set next year? He obviously brings a little different. He's sort of a
he's faster than me, man. He's quicker than me. He's a pass rusher. He's strong. He's long. You know, now he's just more comfortable in the defense, and he knows exactly what's asked of him, and he's doing a pretty damn good job of, you know, putting forth the effort in. Obviously, you saw it translate out there to on the field, so I'm just excited to watch him grow, you know, as the season progresses.
How about the compliment that he could provide, you know, being you do your what you do and he does what he does? So how much do you think they compliment each other?
Well, I mean, you have power and you have speed, but Jay has a combination of both, so he can, you know, he can play the nose tackle as well as the three technique. So,
what do you think he's better at, or more his skill set is more?
You want me to tell you he better at nose than me, man? That's what you want me to tell you?
I didn't say
I'm not going to tell you that.
What is he better at doing, the nose or the three
guys? Well, I'm better at being the nose tackle. But no, man, you see it out here. He's in there when I'm not in there with Dalvin and Robert Thomas, and they're rotating. All of those guys, I told him I'm the only one-trick pony on the defensive line. You know, it's nose tackle or bust for me. I can't. It's too much space at the three technique.
So what does a guy of your stature do to improve his pass rushing game?
Get lighter, quicker on my feet. Have the same approach against the pass as I do against the run. But if you notice, I stop my feet a lot. You know what I mean? Anytime I'm pass rushing, and that's just me overthinking things, trying to process, you know, the blocking schemes, how are they blocking me. But, you know, just letting loose and running up the field every now and then, like everybody else do. Shit, I want to do it too.
Anything else?
Do you think you made – I mean, you told us that you want to get more sacks. Do you think that you're building up to that point?
Yeah. I've had some pretty good pass rushes here in training camp, but I haven't been able to put consecutive days together. So, thus far, I wouldn't say, you know, it's been any major improvements or movement.
Thank you.
you think you get double digit sacks this year?
Oh man, I think we can win a lot of games. Whether that's me getting double digit sacks or not, you know, that's just a personal goal of mine. But you know, I have a number in mind that I'm chasing.